Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Psychics Gone Wild. We're a group of individual lightworkers joined together to create a community of like-minded souls. A non-denominational group, we focus on our common goal of seeking and walking truth, working in the light, and offering insights and guidance to the best of our abilities. Our purpose is to do good, to provide an enlightening and inspiring service to all, and to promote a happy and harmonious world. Thank you for being part of the journey. Stay tuned for an exciting and enlightening hour. And now, Psychics Gone Wild.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to Psychics Gone Wild. Today is Two for Tuesday, and we have a terrific twosome for you. We have Eileen Betcher and yours truly, DC Love. Eileen, are you there?
I am, and I'm very excited to be here today.
Oh, me too. It's always exciting, Eileen. I was wondering if you could take a second and tell everyone a little bit about yourself.
Well, I have been very intuitive all my life, grew up that way, you know, just knowing that there were spirits in my bedroom keeping me awake at night when I was a little girl. At about 10 years old, I had my first real, message that I received, which was that my grandfather had passed away. And it continued, used to work with spirits when I worked with my girlfriends and stuff, you know, in my mid-teens. And then as I got older, I used it more for finding things, people's lost items, keys, money, around the house, feel for the energy, and there it was. And now in recent years, I've moved on and I've grown and I've become a Reiki master. I also do Kunlun Meigong, which is a practice that helps you connect with spirit. And those things are bringing me closer and closer and raising the energy and the vibration and creating more and more. As a Reiki master, I connect with spirit on a daily basis. And I did an angel card reading class a couple years ago, and now I am here to give you your angel card readings.
Well, that's great, Eileen. That's phenomenal. And everybody, this is DC. I was born with natural psychic and mediumship abilities. I'm a channeler, a healer, and an empath. I've been communicating now with my loved ones who are on the other side, and I'm able to communicate with the angels. I've channeled messages from Jesus. I've been to heaven a few times, and that experience for me has been so life-changing. I've even had animals come back, and they've come to visit after they were on the other side. I have a background in law enforcement as well as private investigation. I've studied martial arts. I'm now studying Reiki. And my purpose this lifetime is to help people in a loving way. Love is what I am. Love is what I do. Love is what I listen to. Everybody, this is DC Love. I hope you guys Thank you. I hope you guys kick back and relax and enjoy our totally talented twosome. We hope you're ready to laugh, have a little fun, go a little wild, and please enjoy some of our great readings. Eileen, I think we have a couple people that are ready to connect. Are you ready for some calls?
Yeah, awesome. Let's hear what they're
okay,
questions
well,
are.
Okay, let's get this party started. Okay. Okay.
Okay.
Hello, 904. You're live with Psychics Gone Wild.
Hi, this is LaChandra. How are you?
Good, LaChandra. And how are you this evening, hon?
I'm great. Thanks for asking. Just trying to...
Great. Do you have, any specific concerns or anything, LaChandra, that we could help you with this evening?
Yes, I do. I'm trying to relocate back to Texas from Florida.
Okay.
And I'm trying to transfer my job.
Okay.
And I'm just trying to see, will that work out for me being able to transfer, because I just feel like my team Lee, we call him AJ, but his name is Albert.
Okay.
I just feel like he don't have my best interest at heart. And so the only thing I'm trying to do is just relocate, take my job with me, so I won't have a hard time when I make it there to find a job. So will this open up for me?
Okay. Hold on. Eileen, have you picked up anything yet, dear? Hello, Eileen? Okay. Could you guys hear me?
Yes, I hear you.
Okay. Eileen, are you there, hon? Okay. I don't know if Eileen could hear us. Yes, Eileen, are you there?
Yeah, I had a headset in, but I guess it just the phone fell, and I guess it broke.
I'm sorry to hear that. Were you able to hear LaChandra while she was telling us about,
she was asking about a move to Texas.
Right, right.
Yeah, and I'm trying to take my job with me, but I pick up a bad vibe from my team lead. His name is Albert. And I just don't feel like he had my best interest at heart, and I feel like he will try to block me from transferring my job.
Okay. You know what, LaChandra, I see a person coming into your life, hon, and he may be, like, coming in to help you with the details of the direction you're going, like, into. He may be coming in to, like, assist you, help you with the pursuits that you're having presently. And he may just be like a friend. I don't know if you have, like, anyone that you're involved with, but I do see, like, a man coming in, and I just feel like he's going to help you, and it could possibly, like, change your life, what he's going to do with you, hon. So that would be, like, the first thing that I'm seeing. And what I'm hearing is Spirit is saying, LaChandra, listen to your intuition and have patience. And Spirit wants you to, like, really carefully consider what you want to do before acting. Really trust your intuition. Do you feel like you have natural psychic abilities? Because I'm picking up that you do.
Yeah, I do, and it's like it's been stronger than ever now.
Right, right.
And
you're also possibly receiving messages in your dreams?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, these messages, they are, like, accurately guiding you. And I'm hearing, like, right at the present moment, please do not try to, like, race into action. You need a little time, and this is going to give you, like, a little insight into the situation, because some things that you're looking at, they're not as they appear, like, on the surface. You have to, like, get yourself away from all the noise, like, that life can bring us and get to a quiet spot and ask your angels for guidance. Everything that you're going to need to know is going to be revealed to you, LaChandra, but you have to have, like, a little bit of patience. And the angels are saying silence is golden is what I'm hearing. And I'm also hearing, are there some kind of, like, emotional situations going on? Because the angels are showing me, like, you know, there's some lessons to be learned from some kind of, like, emotional situations. Does that make any sense? Do you, like, resonate with that, hon?
Is she there still?
I don't know. LaChandra, have we lost you, hon? I don't know. We may be having a little bit of sound problems. I'm not sure, Eileen.
Well, my
but
sound
I'm gonna,
problems
you know what? I'm just
going to
give her
end.
A little bit more just in case she could hear us and we can hear her, and then you could give her a little bit.
All right.
I see that. Oh, LaChandra, are you still there with us, hon? Okay, I thought I just heard her. I see that you have, like, just, like, a little, like, a stall in progress right now. And there may also be, like, a little bit of, like, a lack of planning. I believe you do have, like, a goal in mind, but you really don't have, like, really, I don't feel like there's, like, really specific ideas on how you're going to achieve it. Is what the angels are, they're showing me. And they're saying, LaChandra, please, like, reevaluate everything. And they're saying, you know, the path of least resistance, it may be tempting, but I find myself where. And I'm hearing, like, don't let the mundane task of life, like, eat you up and take you off course. and don't wander like around in confusion. Please put some really significant like effort into starting a comprehensive plan. And I'm hearing the angels say, like, you know, don't take on the role of a passive observer. The angels are asking you at this time, hon, to please be the author and the director of your own destiny. And you have to, like, say positive affirmations, and you have to affirm, yes, I am. I'm taking these necessary steps to achieve the goals that I'm striving for. I'm willing to take action. I'm flexible. I am persistent. I'm prepared. And when you do what the angels, you know, gave you, like, a little guideline here, and you say these affirmations, it's really going to help you move forward, LaChandra. And I'm going to turn over, I'm going to turn the reading over to Eileen. Eileen, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, Eileen, if you could offer your assistance as well, because I don't know if she could hear us, but I'm thinking she may be still able to hear us.
Okay. Well, what I have is I also see that maybe there's somebody coming into your life also. And, you know, it does talk about it being a romantic partner and that they will be very comforting and they'll come in with really kind words. And but it also tells us to open your mind to new ideas and be accepting of those who are different than you. So this person might not be your mainstream type person that you would have normally picked. He might be just a little different, but he will be very wise and compassionate and have a very rich inner life. And so, you know, they'll have quiet authority, and I believe this person will be somebody that you can trust. And because they, you know, this card just tells me that they are a trustworthy person that is capable of an emotional commitment. Your second card is the Queen of Fire, and it talks about you stretching your wings and, you know, go ahead and fly and, you know, make that difference in your life, assert your independence. And also make sure that you're being, you know, reasonably creative in that. Believe in all that you can do. As a person, you really have a very magnetic personality, and you love life. So draw that into you, and you'll be astounded at all the things that it can bring you. It will attract in warm, intelligent, and graceful relationships. So, you know, look towards just being yourself, but stretch your wings and see, you know, what other areas might be possible for you. Not necessarily a change in move, but, you know, maybe a change in some of the people, you know, learning, getting out and being with some new people in your life to create something different. Your third card today is called Renewal, and it's represented by Archangel Jeremiel. And it also goes right where DC's reading went with you, which was to take a step back and review and evaluate your life, basically, you know, all of your favorable assessments and facts. And, you know, it talks about that it really is time to move into a new a direction. You know, visually looking at this card, it's a very beautiful card, and it really is about creating, you know, renewed relationships and creating relationships that will also be new. It also says it's a trademark of changing your job or career. And also this card also talks about moving in a different direction to a new beginning. But it is the third card in the reading. And so after some review and contemplation, I say yes, that this card reading for you, which I've asked for you, does talk about you moving in a new direction. So that may represent that move to Texas for you. And that's what I have from your angels today.
Thank you, Eileen. That was awesome. LaChandra, we wish you good luck. And please call back and let us know how you're doing. Okay, are you ready, Eileen, for another caller?
Sure.
Okay, here we go. 520, what do you know? You're on live with Psychics Gone Wild. Hello, 520.
Hi there, this is Linda.
Hi, Linda, how are you?
I'm doing well, thank you. I'm so delighted that my call was received. I'm very excited about you totally talented Tucson, giving me any guidance.
Well, thank you. We're happy to have you with
us.
Do
you have
energy.
Any areas of interest that you're calling about this evening?
Well, I'm particularly interested in my career and how I can promote that. I'm a healer, and I would like to increase my clientele. And I was wondering if there are any suggestions from the angels on how best to do that.
Okay.
And I'm also interested in anything having to do with an upcoming intimate relationship.
Okay, great. Eileen, would you like to start off, or would you like me to start off? It doesn't matter.
Yeah, go ahead. I'm still pulling.
Okay. What I'm seeing here, I see you possibly walking in into like a commitment or a contract, and I'm hearing the angels are cautioning you, hon, that you know you have to watch because you may later on regret this. I'm hearing, hon, it's not a good time, Linda, to sign any agreements, and it's not a good time to make any choices that are going to tie you up for a long period of time. And that's the first thing that the angels are showing me. But I'm hearing, like, don't get upset, don't despair, because I'm seeing better things are going to come your way. So, and I'm also feeling that, you know, God is protecting you. And, you know, you may feel like, you know, this isn't good news, it's hurting you, but God is leading you to something better. And that's the first thing that I'm being shown. And then the second thing I'm being shown, Linda, is I see a door opening to happiness and a door opening, you know, to healings, and it's for new beginnings. And I see positive changes coming. It's a beautiful door, and I see, like, a beautiful rainbow and gorgeous flowers and beautiful doves. And I'm hearing whether you're working on some inner healing or you're trying to make, like, some external changes, I'm hearing that your life is opening up to new opportunities, and they're not here yet, but they are about to appear to you. And the changes that you are working on, they're ready to blossom, and you're going to have, like, wonderful results. So make sure that you see your personal intentions throughout, you know, this time period, and take continued action, and, like, please, like, stay optimistic. Now, does that resonate at all with you, Linda?
Yes, it does. I really do feel that something is brewing, and that I'm going to be realizing some very positive results in as far as my ability as a healer. I've been undergoing some certification training and just following spirit and working very closely. I am a little concerned about the commitment or contract. I don't know what that could possibly be about.
I'm just feeling like, in other words, if something is offered to you, something better is coming. So they want you to hold on just like a little bit, and that the door is going to open to you that's going to be the one you want to walk through. And I'm hearing your desires, they are within your reach. And just please have faith. The angels are telling me to tell you, like, Linda, everything is going to work out in your favor.
Mm-hmm.
And the universe is working behind the scenes presently. And I know that you don't see the results, like, right now, but they're almost visible. They're not here right yet, but they are almost visible. And I'm hearing, please have faith and just trust everything is going to work in your favor, because it is. And keep your thoughts positive. And, you know, like, when you keep everything positive, it's going to attract the most favorable outcome, Linda.
Mm-hmm.
And just don't have any fears or worries, because heaven is supporting you right now.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm hearing, ask for support, and when it does come your way, like, please accept it as it's offered. Keep going. Take active steps. And this is going to lead you into the direction of your dreams, and please believe in yourself. I feel you have great inner strength, and I'm hearing, let's see, you're stronger, Linda, than you even realize. You can handle this current situation, but don't try to power through the situation. You're better off right now if you approach it with compassion and kindness and be a little gentle. And the strength that this situation is calling you to have comes from a softness of a spiritual core. Your strength, your effectiveness are going to increase as you start to really believe in yourself and your ability to grow from the experiences that you've had, like in this life. Look upon the challenges as opportunities, and they're opportunities for you to learn and to apply your knowledge and as well as your magical touch. Have patience and the courage of your conviction. I'm hearing, you know, use honey instead of vinegar is what the angels are telling me. And I'm hearing, you know what, worried about your finances, like right at the present time, please call upon Archangel Ariel for strength and support. I hope that helped. And now I'm going to turn you over to Eileen. So if you'll kindly hold on.
All righty. I have some awesome, awesome cards for you today. And
wonderful.
They really are, yeah, I mean, you know, just looking at this towards your goal and your life purpose, these are wonderful cards. Your first one is the sun, which is represented by Archangel Uriel. And that is just for wonderful alignment. The angel sent you this card because of these positive changes that are going to be occurring in your life. So expect and enjoy some beneficial new opportunities that will be coming your way. And it is a very optimum time for big and small changes. So look towards both. But go ahead and take that leap with that knowledge that everything is going to work out well for you, because all your old blocks are lifting. And everything is actually going to start moving really quickly now for really rapid, rapid advancement. And so, you know, hang on, because you asked for it, and it's coming your way. So it also, this card is also about you know what? I switched up. That's your last card. But things are coming your way. And actually what I read to you or went over with you is actually the last card in your reading. So I kind of started at the back side, but this is what I did, is somehow or another I knew I was to pull four cards. And so maybe this card really should have been up front, and that's why I read it there. But things are really going to move forward. And this is actually the wheel, and it's represented by Archangel Michael. And the wheel is spinning. And that's what when you get the card, the wheel, that's what it means, that it is in motion, that things are happening. The Archangel Michael is the supreme protector and angel who walks beside us for our changes. And he gives us the courage and the strength and the confidence to move forward. And so always call upon Archangel Michael for guidance on your path, and he will help you with your next step. And so, you know, get connected with Michael for your next step on this path of purpose that you're looking towards. Mm-hmm. And now let me go back. And the first one that I actually thought I was giving you is the sun. And that card is also talks about wonderful times ahead and that you're succeeding in ways that you never dreamed of. And so, keep, you know, it also is the same thing that DC said, which is keep your thoughts positive. And it's going to be a brilliant time for brilliant new ideas. So all the work you've done personally and spiritually are bringing about some really huge and astounding changes right now. So again, it's, you know, you called it in, and it is coming. This card also represents great joy. And so this should be a real happy time for you to move along on this this little ride of life right now. Also this card also sparks new ideas and solutions. So, you know, if you call in Archangel Uriel, sometimes Archangel Uriel works with helping you work things out. I mean, Michael helps you on your path, but Uriel really helps you with those finite details. So call upon Uriel for those finite details. And that's why he showed up for your reading today, is that's what he wants you to do. Your next card is the Four of Air. And air cards really represent ideals
and truths and your own communication. Now, this particular card, though, says it does, you know, that it's time for a rest, so allow more time to make decisions. It also talks about taking time to meditate to help you provide your answers. And that actually coordinated with, because I was reading, DC was giving you her reading. And she also said to step back and take that time to meditate. So, you know, your situation coming up really will take on significant reflection on your part. And so take the time to do that so that you don't exhaust your possibilities too quick, but that you really sit back and make a very intellectual decision on the possibilities that are going to be coming forward, which means you're going to have more than one. So take the time to really step back and reflect which possibility or which opportunity or which door that opens really will be the right one for you to walk through. So just, you know, be assured, though, that the door is opening. Your third card is the Nine of Fire, and it tells you to don't give up and protect what you've created. Have the courage to move on and push on. And to me, this says that you might have, you know, a couple of roadblocks or something that might come along. Maybe it has to do with making that decision on which door opens and which one to walk through. But it's a sign for you to actively protect what you've created and what you've earned and have that courage in your abilities. And the right to defend those labors and the strength to resolve it and move forward with it. And so then I'm going to bring this back to full circle and bring it back to actually the last card that I pulled, which was the first one we talked about, which is the Wheel. And that is the positive change. You have asked, you have meditated on it, you have been told not to give up, and your last card says, it is time for positive change. The wheel is in motion. So just know that that wheel is in motion and that change is coming for you. So look for which doors are opening. Decide and meditate on which one you should walk through before stepping through that door. And once you step through that door, have the courage not to give up, but work towards, you know, keep walking. That wheel is moving, so keep moving along with that wheel, and you'll get your desired prayers will be answered. And that's
well,
what I have
you.
For you today.
Well,
You're welcome.
I loved everything that both of you shared with me. Thank you so much. I feel very inspired and very positive and feel like I have much to look forward to. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Oh, you certainly do, Linda.
You're welcome.
God bless, and stay in touch with us, hon. Have a great evening.
Thank you for calling.
Your energy was
wonderful
coming in.
Thank you.
Okay, we're going to take another caller. 650, what do you know? You're on live with Psychics Gone Wild. Hello, 650.
Hi, how are you? Hello?
Hi. Who is who?
My name is Marissa, and I was actually wondering if you have any messages for me from Angel 12.
I didn't get your name. Marissa?
Marissa, yeah.
Okay, Marissa, okay. And your question was again?
My career, life path.
Okay. The first thing that I'm being shown, Marissa, the angels are asking you to express your divine feminine energy, embrace your magical intuition and your nurturing qualities. You have beautiful gifts, hon. You're very intuitive, and I feel that you have, like, some kind of artistic gift as well. I do feel, though, you've been spending too much time thinking or engaging in, like, stuff that isn't really, like, creative.
Mm-hmm.
Are you into, like, anything like that? Because I'm hearing the angels want you to do something either, like, dance, something to do with art, but they want you to express that side of yourself.
I like to paint. I took a lot of art classes in college, but I don't. I'm just going
well, you know what? The angels think that's going to really help you.
Okay.
And you know, they're asking you to really like to pursue that. That's like really phenomenal, and that's what they're showing me. Okay. The next thing they're showing me, hon, I'm seeing that you have like extra magical energy around you and around the situation right now. And the angels are telling me to tell you, expect miracles. Wow. And that's what they're showing me. And I'm hearing, like, please pay very, very special attention because you're going to get miracles coming your way. And your ability to, like, manifest right now, it is so heightened at this time. So please focus on things only that you're desiring. And if you're not exactly sure what you're, you know, wanting, ask for the divine guidance through prayer as well as, like, meditating. And I'm hearing that you have brilliant ideas and inspirations. And let's see. I'm hearing for you, Marissa, now is the time for you to give your ideas the ability to take flight. I feel like it's a great inspiration is coming your way. I don't know if, you know, possibly there was like an event or a situation that had really like been troubling you. But now you're seeing the opportunity to create something amazing, and I feel like you're starting to get really excited. And the angels are asking, that you focus on your thoughts on your long-term goals, and they want you to create a plan of action. They're showing me that you now see the truth of the situation. You're not confused, and I really see that you're gaining some clarity. Your new understanding, you know, it's replacing all the previous misconceptions that you've had. And I really do feel now is the time that you're ready to move forward. I see a little bit of a challenge in the beginning, but I see you turning a negative into a phenomenal positive. And I feel that you're gonna have a brilliant and intellectual solution to what's going on right now.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm also seeing that you're expanding and you're opening up. And the angels are showing me the world. And they're letting me see to tell you that you have, like, unlimited resources right now available to you. And please, Marissa, whatever you do, think big. And the angels are saying, basically, Marissa, the world is your oyster. And they want you to get ready to gobble it up. So I don't know if it resonates with you, like anything I've been, you know, giving you so far.
Yeah, I know. I'm looking to change jobs, and I'm sort of confused as if this is really what I want to do in life or do something else. As far as, like, psychic or sensitive abilities, I do have dreams of spirits, or they'll knock on my door asking for help, or they won't know they've passed on, and I have to tell them.
Right at this time now, either partnerships or, you know, like you said, like a new job or anything, this is a very harmonious and it's a very powerful time for you right now.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm just hearing, like, this is a time, it's a time of, like, of a promise of fulfillment in some form. But I'm hearing, please be very conscious on what you're committing to. Also, be clear about the nature of the commitment and the responsibility that goes along with it. Others may be more willing to enter into a partnership at this time. And the angels are saying, remember that your partnership with spirit and the highest version of your own self will engage the highest self in another. So that's what they're showing me on that end. And I'm also seeing, let's see. Okay, let me see here what I have. Okay, I'm feeling that you have to really start saying, like, some affirmations, and it's going to help to lift your thoughts and your energies. And everything you desire is going to be coming, but you really have to start, like, using positive affirmations. I don't know if you do that already, Marissa.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay. Yeah, because you know what? When you say the positive affirmations, it helps your self-confidence and it helps your faith. And these are really like two essential and magical ingredients when you want to manifest. And this is also a message the angels are giving me, and they're saying they want you to say or read aloud affirmations daily. And it's going to be really, it's going to be helpful as well as effective. And I'm going to turn you right over like now to Eileen, and she's going to continue on with the reading, Marissa.
Thank you.
Thank you, hon. Eileen?
All right, Melissa. So the first of all, I pulled three very powerful cards. They're all major arcana cards, and that really has to do more with your path, life purpose, more dedicated things. The other cards, the fire, the water, the earth, the air signs, those have more to do with, you know, communicating with others, contemplating, you know, just different elements of mm-hmm. of how we relate to one another, whether, you know, we're reflecting upon our goddess or our emperor. You know, they have to do with emotions and ambitions and communications and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
Your life purpose cards, these cards are really here to direction you. And so the first one, and you have three of them. I pulled you four cards today, but you have three of them, and that's pretty powerful in any reading of just four cards, is to have three major arcana cards. So your first one is about the awakening, and it's represented by Archangel Gabriel, and she tells us to look at things from a different perspective, that you have been at a temporary standstill.
Okay.
And it's really important for you to be yourself and not have, you know, not try to impress others or be what they want you to be, but, you know, to come into your own and really, you know, maybe even if it's to step out of the norm or the mainstream, but
mm-hmm.
embrace your uniqueness because it is very eclectic. In your beliefs and your attitudes, which is, you know, eclectic is really a variety. So, you know, you're not just one mainstream person. You've got a variety of ideas. And so that's where this card talks about you really being yourself and being true to that person that is you. And you know, if you're odd and people can't handle that, don't conform for them. Just be you. And that's what this card tells us. And it also talks about giving back, though. So it talks about being generous with your time and your intention, you know, your attention to others and things that you might be able to do for others. You know, like, you know, sometimes it's just greeting other people that maybe never, if you didn't smile at them that day, maybe no one ever did. And so be that person of putting yourself out there. And being unique in that way. The next card is about unity, and it's represented by Archangel Sandalphon. And it also talks about traditional viewpoints or methods because it's time for you to expand your circles of friends. And working in groups will really expand that for you. So, you know, if you're working on yourself or developing yourself in any way, to work with a group often will move you forward quicker. And it also talks about that you should become part of a spiritual organization and that it's optimum time to make friends with the same supportive ideas that you have and that that these need to be people that have great integrity and really have a good moral compass. And so that they're bringing you forward on a positive path. They will be like mentors that you will meet and really like-minded friends. And so it's just time for you to get out and meet those people. And that's about being on your path and becoming that person. And so, you know, it really pushes, that card really, really asks for you to go in that direction and really seek out other like-minded people. And especially, you know, spiritual type people, this card encourages you to be with.
Mm-hmm.
Your third card is, Archangel Michael. He's come into quite a few of the readings tonight, so I really believe he's with us here. And it's called the Emperor, and it talks about organized logic and leadership. So, you know, you may start out by, you know, finding yourself a few new spiritual friends. You know, you've got this awakening coming on, which is awakening into your own spirit, which was your first card. And your second card is, you know, coming into joining, you know, areas where there's mentors and other like-minded friends. The Emperor talks about creating structure and discipline with that. And it says that you will feel empowered as in a leadership role. And that, you know, this could be in your career, but it also could be with any of the projects or activities that you can be in. But that you will, that you're a very structured and ordered person. And when you come into a group situation, you really, really are a wonderful person to step forward and take over leadership. But it also says to believe in your own abilities and be really positive and a diplomatic leader so that others can be organized and that the whole situation will become more effective for everyone involved. So, you know, this card is also about stability. And so that there really is a lot of stability coming into you. And like I said, Archangel Michael, I said it to the caller, I believe it was before you, is really about coming into your own life purpose and working, having the courage and strength to really work for those life changes that are going to bring you forward, which is, you know, working on that path and walking that path really does bring us our most happiest times in our lives because we're really doing what we really feel we should. And so that's important for everybody to do. Now, the last card I pulled is about also is like what I've talked about so far, about coming into your own and to continue to move forward and that you actually may find that, you know, you will have, by doing this, you will have new partnerships, new friendships, possibly, you know, there'll be more things coming in like business contracts and things like that of that sort that by changing and moving into these new groups and stuff, you'll gain excellent foresight and you'll really have a lot more controlled progress because these people will also have the integrity to be looking out for your path too. Because by, you know, as DC and I know, by helping others and helping you and everyone else, you know, work on their, you know, contracts with their life, it's fulfilling our contracts for our life by working on our purpose. And so by working in the spiritual world and working with spirit and others, it helps us progress on our own path of growth and nurturing and becoming who we truly are inside and who we were meant to be here to be. And that's what I see for you. And it's just time for you to really move on and do this for yourself. It will actually create an environment that you will really feel your greatest happiness in life. And that's my reading for you today.
Great. Marissa,
well,
I hope that helped. And I'm so happy that we got an opportunity to speak to you. And please call in and let us know how you're doing, hon. Have a great night. Thank you.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay, Eileen, we have another caller, and we have a Skype caller.
Oh.
Hello. You're live with Psychics Gone Wild. Can we have your name, please?
Tina.
Tina?
Yes.
Hi, Tina. How are you this evening?
Great. Thanks for taking my call.
Oh, you're welcome. Is there anything specifically that you're calling in about?
No, just whatever.
Okay. The first thing, Tina, I'm seeing a question here, and it involves your romantic life. And I feel that, like, this part of your life is changing for the better. Does that make any sense to you? That's what they're showing me.
Yes.
And they're telling me, love your life as a way of bringing healing energy to the situation. I'm hearing a new love does prove to be an important person in your life. Do you feel that you're ready to meet your soulmate, Tina?
I'm asking you.
Well, you know what the angels are asking? They want to know, do you feel that you're ready? That's what the question they're posing to you now.
Yeah, I'm ready.
Okay. Yeah, that's what they're showing me. I'm hearing that, you know, you're going to have to ask the angels, like, to give you a little help in that department, hon. Ask them to help you to connect with that soulmate. And I feel like they're going to give you, you know, that connection. They're going to help you. But I'm also hearing your prayers, they have been heard. They're being answered, Tina, but they want you to have a little bit of patience. The angels are saying when you're calm, you're better able to hear the voices of, like, God's loving messengers because they're with you, and they want to tell you that your prayers have been heard. There are, like, a lot of efforts underway at the present moment, and just know that, you know, the angels are just asking you, like, be patient, hon, and wait just, like, a little bit longer. And they're saying focus on everything that you're desiring, and they want you to do some affirmations as well, and they want you to affirm that everything does happen in divine timing, and it's gonna happen for you. I'm also feeling, though, in the same respect, do you feel like you have people around you at the present moment, and they may be testing your patience a little bit?
A lot.
Okay, yeah. I mean, I do feel that. Yeah. Well, I'm just feeling, you know what, like, you have important work to do, and, you know, you can't let these people bother you, and it's best,
right,
you know, to keep a little bit of, like, a little bit of time and space away from them to complete, like, what you're going through right now.
Right.
The next thing I'm being shown, the angels are actually showing me a unicorn, and the unicorn is asking you at this time to indulge in your creative, imaginative, as well as your magical side that you have. Do you have, like, an artistic side of you, Tina?
Yes, indeed.
Yeah, and what exactly do you do, hon?
Paint.
You paint. Okay, yeah. I mean, they're showing me. I'm hearing, like, let the longing of your heart determine the form of your expression. And they really want you to get involved in this aspect of your life, is what I'm being shown. Because when you do, this process is such a magical process. It's going to be so satisfying, and you're going to be pleased with the results, is what they're showing me.
Mm-hmm.
And they want you to have a little fun as well while you're doing it. And I'm being shown, the angels are feeling that, you know what, you haven't been having enough fun lately. They want you to make a date, to play a little bit with one of your friends. Does that make any sense?
Right.
Yeah, you've been a little bit busy. You have a lot of responsibilities. But I'm hearing, you know, please, like, take a little time out and just, like, play, you know? And they're really urging you to do this, is what I'm being shown. Because, Tina, when you play and you laugh, you're opening yourself up to the infusion of healing love. And friends,
right,
help you. They help you, you know, to remember how lovable you are. They give you support, and they don't want anything in return, you know? And
right,
this is going to help you, you know, to renew your energy, is what I'm hearing. And
right,
the angels are asking that you affirm, Tina, that you have wonderful friends, and you have free time to spend engaging in playful activities with these, you know, beautiful people in your life. And that's the next thing that they're showing me.
Right.
Okay. I'm wondering, Tuna, let's see. Okay, what is the sadness around you, hon? I feel like you have, like, a little bit of sadness.
It's just that I'm so busy, I never get...
Okay.
I never have time, like you say, to do things for me because...
Okay.
The times that I want to do things for me, I'm usually trying to help somebody else do something.
Okay.
I'm in the transportation business, so I'm always moving. So
right.
I'm really tired, and when I'm
okay,
moving 90, you know.
Well, you know what, hon? The angels are saying, Tina, trust that the sadness, it's going to pass, and you're really going to see, like, you know, this was really a time that it's going to serve a purpose, and you're going to see what it really meant. And the angels are saying, take the time right now to heal. They want you to release, like, any kind of memories that are painful, and they want you to start moving forward bravely. And I'm hearing that, like, forgiveness is a very powerful healer. Please don't hold on to the energy of past disappointments or any kind of conflict. And, Tina, remember to forgive yourself for choices you might wish that you'd made, like, differently.
Right.
Every choice that you made, you did the best you could at the time. And please, like, allow yourself now to move on. Mm-hmm. I do feel your relationship concerns, and I feel your loneliness, but everything is going to get better, Tina. And right now I'm going to turn you over to Eileen, and she's going to continue on with the reading, hon.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you, hon. God bless. Eileen?
Hi. How are you? It's funny because a couple of the things that DC said, I've got the same thing for. You can hear me, right?
Yes.
Okay. Because my headphone wasn't working earlier, but I tried it again because it's easier than holding the phone and trying to, you know, pull these cards. So the first card that I got for you today really is the Ten of Air. And, you know, I look at it, and it seems like you really have been very crowded lately. And but this card talks about that it really is at the end of a difficult situation, and that it's time for you to embrace those changes,
mm-hmm.
and really expect things to get better right now. You know, it also talks about recovering from an addiction of some sort, and that you've got nowhere to go but up. And so to recover from any addiction, just don't have any melodramatic reactions. Just take everything with ease and grace. But fortunately, the endings are also followed by new beginnings. And so that you may be sad over some of the things that have transpired, you have mixed feelings about them. But really, it's a welcome relief, and it's time to walk away and embrace the newness of what's coming into your life and expect for circumstances to really, really improve. Because it really is time for those changes to come along in your life. And don't put limits on what wonderful things the universe can bestow upon you. So basically this is think big. Don't just think small. Don't just think of, you know, providing for day-to-day life. Dream big. You know, go ahead and set those heights high and dream big. Because right now things are really getting better, and the more that you dream big, the more opportunities that are come to you, the more things that you're going to catch along the way, and the more abundance that will bring into you. And
right.
With that, I'm going to move on to your second card, and it's the Ace of Urns, and it is all about abundance and the inflow of abundance to you, and that it's, you know, now is the time that you might, you know, things might be changing for you, whether it be a promotion at work, in unexpected money coming to you, an increase in salary, or possibly even starting a new business of your own. That this venture is really, if you did that right now, that's really likely to succeed because your foundation of prosperity really has been very well laid, and that you're ready for that, for to come into that. And that that these, you know, any type of correspondence or contracts, it really is a good time for that. And that it also actually says that it's time for really excellent luck. And so that's, you know, I always like luck to come shining my way, and I, as I believe most people do. So this is really positive that, you know, just what you ask for, what you've been asking for. It's going to flow through to you right now. Your third card is a life purpose card, which is represented by Archangel Shamiel, which is about life experiences. And that card tells us that recent events have really created a wake-up call for you,
right.
To make some real life changes.
Right.
And that right now, there's some new revelations that are coming to you, something you've known but maybe have been procrastinating about, and that you're just realizing it, and that, you know, the situation just really can't be ignored anymore, and you need to take action upon it. It's time.
Right.
And so it will be a moment of freedom and awakening for you. So, you know, just really wrap your arms around that, and change is always a good thing.
Right.
We don't always see it that way, but the way you see yourself and the world
will be forever changed. So bring that growth with encouragement to yourself. Really spread your wings and allow all the new insights to come to you, because there's a lot of things that are coming to you right now. They're going to motivate you. They're going to embrace you. And you're going to actually move towards a really the path of your heart's desire. And your own intuition. So this card also says to really listen to your own intuition. It's going to be very liberating. You're going to suddenly see the truth, and it's going to be rapid. It's going to be inevitable. It's going to be really obvious that what you know is really true. But you need to move ahead on it, because that window of time to do that is not going to be open forever. It's going to open, and so you need to make that rapid change when it does open, because time can run out. But call upon Shamuel when it's time to follow your intuition. This angel will really speak to you. So when you want that intuition opened up and find out what what that inevitable change is and what truth that is that you're to see, Shamuel will help you with that. If you're ever in doubt what your intuition is telling you,
right,
ask Archangel Shamuel to make it clear, and she will, and she'll bring that to you. So spread your wings and fly. It's your time right now, and that's your reading for me today.
Can I ask one question?
Yes.
The land, I'm trying to buy some land.
Let me see what I get. I pulled you one card, and it is Archangel Gabriel, which is also a path card, a purpose card. And so it says look at things from a different perspective. You're at a temporary standstill, and so it's important to have a little different perspective than what you're looking at. Let me see what else. You may need to step outside the norm or the mainstream and see something different, because something else may unfold for you. It'll come to you as an epiphany. So expect something unexpected there. And when I asked about that, that's the card that you were given. So I hope that'll make sense with you. If it doesn't right now, it might soon.
I basically got the same thing for her. What you gave is what I basically got. I do see like indecision, and Tina, you do have to make a choice. I feel there's a little bit of confusion. You have emotions that go up and down, and, there's like a little bit of indecision, and you just have to analyze, and, we have to work on the self-doubt, because that keeps, like, it's helping you to be stuck in this situation. Just meditate on the options that you have, and the spirits are going to guide you, hon. And right now, I'm going to have to say goodbye. We're almost at the end of our show. Eileen, would you like to say, like, a little closing prayer? We have about a minute.
All right, I'd love to. If everybody is just to open up their heart space and spread it out, spread some white light over yourself, spread your heart space out to everyone else. Dear, come in.
Hello?
Angels, please. I'm here.
Okay, go ahead, Eileen. Sorry.
Please, angels, come in and surround us with your love. Let us be able to open our hearts and ask you for our heart's desires. Let our pure intention be open to your answers, not our human desires or our human opinion, but open your heart to God's desires, God's answers to you. Open yourself up to that. Ask him to bring it in. And your intuition, as we all have it, will open up more and more every time you ask. And those answers you receive is truly what God and the angels want you to hear for today and for always. Trust your intuition. Trust yourself. You were given this as a gift. And just know that you have the gift. Open yourself up to those answers, and you will receive them. Just as DC and I have opened ourselves up,
to giving loving answers to you, our friends here on Psychics Gone Wild. And I hope that was a wild evening. Blessings.
Thanks,
Eileen.
That was beautiful. Good night, Eileen. Good night, everyone.
Good night, DC. Love you.
Love you, too. God bless.
Ah, good night.
Good night.